The following is a presentation of Open for Business, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's conference for business students and business professionals at the Urbana 06 Missions Convention, held in St. Louis, December 2006. For more information, please visit ofb.intervarsity.org.
It is a huge honor to introduce to you our first speaker for today, which is Father Ben. And he's here from Manila in the Philippines, where he works in his parish, the Parish of the Risen Christ there. And Father Ben has lived and served among the poorest of the poor for the last 28 years. He and his parish have transformed the lives of over 25,000 scavengers who lived in Smoky Mountain, which was at one time the world's largest garbage dump. They used community organization, they used micro-enterprise, and one current example of the innovative, redemptive work that Father Ben and those that he works with are doing is they're building a green church. So they're leveling part of the dump, and they're building a church out of recycled materials with solar panels that uses rainwater, and the electricity is from a coconut diesel generator, which reduces pollution by 90%. And in the basement of the church, they will be doing micro-enterprise, is where the entrepreneurs will be setting up. So that's just one example. And Father Ben has been influencing generations of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship students. We have sent work teams to work in the Smoky Mountain garbage dump for the past 6 summers. And so, thank you, Father Ben, for being with us, and please welcome him.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be with you here today. I would like to show you, this is the packaging of the detergent powder, quality all-purpose detergent with bleach, brand building Veritas detergent. Okay. We believe that in 3 years we will be able to connect 1 million slum dwellers in shanty towns, and through web-based ERPs, we will be able to market 100,000 of this every month. That means 2 million people will be able to access cheaper goods, sustainable, and 10,000 women will be set free from poverty. Okay. But it took me 28 years before we were able to do this. I was born. Let me tell you something about myself and how I ended up in a garbage dump. I was born in the rainforest in Mindanao. Studied electronics engineering. Something that Bill Gates should have been thankful for if he only knew. And then there was a big black hole in my heart that will not go away. And I said, if things of this world cannot fill my heart, then there's only one who can. So I decided to give my life to Christ, because I could not escape the logic that if Jesus is Lord, then life has to be lived for him alone. Otherwise, he will be inconsistent. So I went to the seminary, was ordained in 73. I wanted to go to Africa, but they assigned me to teach theology. That was the worst punishment that I could envision. They sent me to the Gregorian University in Rome and studied for a doctorate in systematic theology. Then I decided to go to the dump because I needed an antidote to illusion. After writing 806 pages of a doctoral dissertation with hundreds of footnotes in several languages, I felt that something was standing between me and my sense of wholeness. Graduate students, please take note. I was terrified that my life would soon become unrecognizable to myself. And most of all, I was drowning in words. I was trained like Pavlov's dogs to salivate when ideas are comprehensible, quantifiable, coherent. I yearned for definition at all costs. Years of study had honed the ability to dissect isolated words with such intense application that I lost all interest in their relevance. I became puffed up by the academic pretense of disinterestedness and disinvolvement. And then I wanted God to adjust to the patterns that I have devised. So I decided, as an antidote to illusion, to pass over to the poor. I dreamed of belonging to a community with people whom the world had forgotten, who have nothing, whose lives mirror the powerlessness and the vulnerability of the carpenter from Galilee. I needed them to help me find the courage not to flee from my own brokenness and mortality, and keep me from mistaking talking about God, talking about the Trinity in the classroom for real vulnerability to the triune God in prayer. I wanted to fashion my own desert and pitch my tent among these people where I can withdraw every day, shake off my compulsions, and dwell in the gentle, healing presence of the Holy and Triune God. So I went to the dump, and the stink was terrible. It was being hit by a heavy weight in the solar plexus with the right cross. The smell clung to your clothes and skin and was very difficult to wash away. But I became happy. I was in Rome, you know, I eat, drank, and was merry. I became an expert of sorts in white wine in the Lombardy region. Imagine a missionary, you know, Pinot Grigio and all that. I was almost an expert. And then I heard a voice at the back of my mind, you became a priest just to become an expert in pasta and white wine. So I ran to the dump, and for 28 years I have been there, and every time I am tempted to go away, I go up to the top of the dump, and I say, this is a garbage dump, this is where God wants me to be. So, my message is, you could not be open for business if your heart is closed to God. You cannot be open for business and help the poor if you do not live a life worthy of the calling. In the last 50 years, $60 trillion have been spent to alleviate the plight of the poor. It has only become worse. And I believe it is because we put our security in our credit cards, in our bank accounts, in our mutual funds, in our municipal bonds. In Ephesians this morning, we were taught that we can only be strengthened with the power through God's Spirit in our inner being. It is only when God will dwell in our hearts through faith that we will be rooted and established in love. So in the end, it will not be whether you will be summa cum laude, whether you will become CEO. Our measure is not profit margins and bottom line profits. We have to tell Bill Gates and all the other billionaires and all the CEOs that in the end, everything will be taken away. And all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death, according to Shakespeare. But that's not our faith. We will end up being cremated. And I saw it's only a cup of fragments of bone and dust. You know, that's how we will end. But that's for people who need not believe that Christ has triumphed against death. Christians believe that our measure is not dust enough to fill a small cup. Our measure is Christ, unbroken, everlasting. Thank you very much.